I've been waiting to hear how your Father's Day went, John. I'm assuming by your great mood, it was a fabulous day.
Had Julia been with me, it would have been a perfect day.
Right.
We miss you and love you, Julia. But my daughter, Abby, put on a great Father's Day for me. Yes. I've got zero complaints. I woke up, and this is always a great way to wake up. That's why I love Father's Day, because it's all about me. I woke up to like 7-8 texts right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
And two of them were from my sisters. My sister, Wendy, sent me a piece of audio, and she said, prepare yourself.
Okay.
And this was her Father's Day present to me.
Oh, okay.
Hi, it's your father, and I'm trying to figure out what time it is. 7:15 on Monday night, and I'd like to speak to you about some arrangements for Mom's Christmas present, Christmas anniversary, and birthday, whatever, and so give me a call. If she answers my phone, just hang up or something, but don't discuss it with her. Bye.
That's so awesome. To hear that.
I was worried that when I heard it, it was going to be way too much. Because, again, I love Father's Day. I've lost my father 3 years ago. It's been hard for me, obviously, like everybody who's lost a father on Father's Day. You know, trying to balance the euphoria of having great kids, but the deep sadness of losing your father.
Sure.
But when I heard it, I just was, again, I don't know what's happening to me lately, but I was just filled with love and thankfulness that, yes, there's audio of my father now, because I don't have voicemails from my dad. I don't even know why. But anyway, I loved hearing that. And that was, I did the math. That was December 2020. Dad would be gone by March.
Yeah.
And even then, he was, I take care of Mom. I got to get her birthday present. I got to get her Christmas present. I got our anniversary present. It's all around the same time.
Yeah.
Thank you, Wendy. I loved that.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
And what did you and Abby end up doing?
Well, Abby decided that we were going to have an active day. So we started out with a class, a yoga stretch class, which sounds relaxing.
It's not.
I'll tell you, man. Abby's into yoga. She goes a lot. So there was no doubt that she was fine. I looked over at her. She looked like she was just, like at a fashion show, you know, like completely fresh as a daisy.
If anyone thinks yoga is easy, you've never done yoga.
I, on the other hand, looked like I was roofing a house in a sauna. I was dripping.
Yeah.
I was supposed to put my leg up to my chest.
Yeah.
I couldn't grip my leg because it was sliding off because it was so wet. Yeah.
I know. I've been there.
I need to get into that because I really felt great afterwards.
Sure.
We went out for some delicious Mexican afterwards. In fact, I want to give him a plug because it seemed alarmingly empty to me on a Father's Day Sunday. It's great food. My daughter loves it. Tocaya Modern Mexican. It's in Del Mar in Juan Paseo.
Okay.
Anyway, great lunch, great margarita, spicy margarita, thank you. And then we took a hike, and then we were supposed to go to her pool, but she got a little tired. She took a nap. I played some video games because I'm still a boy.
And it's your Father's Day. You can do whatever you want.
Yes, and I don't have the PlayStation 5, but Abby's boyfriend does. Okay. So I got to enjoy that a little bit and had dinner, and then I just came home, and it was just a perfect day. I FaceTimed Julia a bunch and talked to my mom, and again, I heard from my dad to start it out. So it was a perfect day. Perfect Father's Day. Thank you for asking.
That's absolutely beautiful.
And if you also had that conflict that you really missed your dad, believe me, I completely understand. And I hope that in some way, shape, or form, you got some type of sign or some type of, I don't know, whatever fills you full of love. And it makes that really tough time even a little bit better on Father's Day. I get it. Trust me. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.